Welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. Today, Mark and I just want to go around different topics, different events that we attended in the past few days and weeks. And yeah, it's been like a few full weeks, very busy ones with different actions and events for animal rights. And it's just been, yeah, also inspiring and fulfilling. We've been busy as well, working on different projects. And yeah, we will mention that as well in today's episode. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having me once again.
It's not like, I think by now you shouldn't even have to thank me. It's just...
It's become a regular.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, normal, everyday life, nothing.
Weekly life.
Yeah. Yeah, weekly actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, what was it, the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
we did a podcast together on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's become like, yeah, the tradition.
Yeah.
But we already said that in the last episode anyway. Okay. Yeah, we're going to start getting people bored.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's just...
But if anyone is bored now...
Then just leave.
Yeah. this episode isn't going to be directly targeted to one specific topic.
Although it's still going to remain interesting,
rambling,
I'm sure.
Rambling around.
It's still going to be interesting and full of different news. Yeah. So.
Yeah, let's start.
Well, first we want to talk to you guys about the Animal Rights March in Amsterdam that mm-hmm. we attended yesterday.
Have we talked about the march in Cologne?
Yeah.
Or what should we start with?
We approached it in the last episode
with the
Chrissy,
we
broadly
mm-hmm.
mentioned
we did.
It,
mm-hmm.
and so that's good because we have this material that mm-hmm. we can compare with when it comes to the experience we had yesterday in Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
and the comparison was pretty clear to me.
Yeah, it was.
There was
crystal clear.
Yeah. So go ahead. What is your feeling about this? What is your view?
I mean, to be fair, we have to keep in mind that we drove there by bus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, took us 4 hours to get there, or with including walking, 5 hours or 4.5 mm-hmm. hours or something.
Wait, just to make it clear, we didn't actually drive the bus.
No.
We went
by bus.
Yeah. Yeah, because in German, it's actually like driving.
Yeah.
You can say,
yeah.
You use the verb that also means
to
drive.
We went by bus.
But it doesn't mean to drive. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, anyway, so I think we have to be fair, and maybe our reactions would have been a little bit more positive if it happened like in our area.
That's true.
So just to be fair, nevertheless, in comparison, the Animal Rights March in Amsterdam was much more not, I don't like the word ineffective, but it felt not that strong.
Yeah,
I feel the message did not come across the way that it did in Cologne.
Mm.
Yeah, a couple of things went wrong in quotations by on that match. I don't know how it was last year. When there was a match in Amsterdam last year, and I thought it was quite good. I saw the footage and I was like, yeah, next year I'll be there as well, probably. Mm.
Were there a lot of people last year?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, definitely more than 1,000. Mm-hmm. I think London last year had 10,000.
Yeah.
And Amsterdam, yeah, 1,000 or a couple more.
Okay.
Something. And in Berlin there was 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my expectations for the match were definitely higher.
Mm-hmm.
I think yours as well.
Yeah.
For yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the first thing when we arrived, I felt immediately that it wasn't the feeling, the vibe
mm-hmm.
of this whole event was more like a festival.
Yeah.
So everyone was in a good mood, everything was positive.
Which is good.
Which is good, yeah. But if you remember Cologne, things were much more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a look at the videos from New York and Berlin and
mm-hmm.
I don't know, whatever city, London,
mm-hmm.
it was more intense.
Yeah.
If that is the right word.
Yeah.
And more organized, definitely.
Yeah, coordinated.
And people were looking for a word. Dedicated and determined.
Yes, that's
so. Everyone went to London with the clear, like, vision in the head to get this animal cruelty out of this world.
It was more passionate.
Yeah, as and well. And marching. Everyone was marching really strong and powerful with big strides and
fierce.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And Amsterdam was more like
chill.
A little bit. It wasn't chill, but more, mm-hmm. more chill. Yeah, that was the first impression that I got.
Mm-hmm. Then how did it evolve? It's funny to ask the question like and act as if I didn't know.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a little bit too silent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we started in the back of the
almost a bit awkward.
Yeah, the march started and nothing really happened. I was like, okay, has it started? Has anyone a megaphone or a speaker or something? Or are we supposed to just walk like it is a funeral and nothing happens? Yeah, so like I said, we started in the back of the, what is it called, of the march.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were like right on point. We came on point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there weren't much chants going on in the back.
Mm.
So that's why we decided to, I think, immediately go a little bit more in the middle area or towards the middle area.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much chanting was going on there. And I was waiting for the point when it actually starts. I was like, okay, has it started or is there more to come? I was like, okay, we will. Like in 5 minutes, things have like settled and then we will get loud and no.
Nope. It didn't happen. Sorry, guys.
And the march in Cologne started the same. I mean, right behind the speakers. The speakers, there were the chants like were articulated. Is that a word? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So the women who chanted, like right behind the Arriva truck in Cologne, there was much going on, but in the back of the march, there wasn't really much going on. And that's why one of the organizers came to me and was like, we need to do something about it. It's way too silent back here.
Mm.
People are falling asleep. This is not an animal rights march. This is more like a funeral, especially because in the AV block, everyone was dressed black. So it really was like a funeral. Yeah, that's why the megaphone landed in, however, in my hand. So we managed, or the organizers of the march in Cologne noticed the problem that it was too silent,
mm-hmm.
and that chant leaders were needed. Yeah, it doesn't matter if I was it or anyone else had, could have done it as well. The point is, in Amsterdam, no one changed the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the whole march, there wasn't really one eindeutig,
like clear.
Yeah, everyone was chanting his own chant, his or her own chants.
Yeah,
it wasn't synchronized.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So basically, a few men and women had megaphones,
mm-hmm.
and the one woman was chanting, "What do we want? Animal liberation." And the other one was like, "Humane slaughter is a lie. Animals do not want to die." And then, "What do we want again?" And then, "Go vegan, go vegan." And everyone was chanting his own chant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
It was all over the place.
It was all over the place. And then you and I started chanting with the one guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stopped. And then the woman starts again with another chant. And you, so.
Yeah, as activists there, you also get confused.
Yeah, you
don't even know what to sing anymore.
Yeah, I felt like I wasn't able to get in the mood.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, Cologne was like for 5 or 10 minutes, one single chant, mm-hmm. over and over and over again.
Yeah, and you can notice like how it progressively like it got more and more intensive.
Yeah,
like it
yeah.
was it was getting to full power, and people were getting always more passionate about it, and louder and louder, and yeah, there was. It wasn't stagnating.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to keep in mind that not everyone is aware of the chants.
Mm.
Or thus, not everyone knows the exact words.
Yeah.
So it might take 3, 4, 5, 6 rounds
mm-hmm.
chanting until everyone knows what to chant and how the words are and the rhythm is. And so you can't just repeat it 2 times and then go to the next one.
Yeah.
Especially for people who are the first time on a march like this and aren't aware of all the like main chants out there. Yeah, so it wasn't, people weren't able to, like I said, get in the mood and get confident with the chants.
Mm. If
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And there was no rhythm. I mean, there were a few drummers,
mm.
but I felt like they were all over the place as well.
Mm.
And it wasn't really synchronized to the chants. Yeah, that's why the situation or the vibe was just different.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like as
empowered.
Yeah, empowered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like what are we doing here?
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was this phase where where I just remained silent.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any power, any energy or motivation to even sing anything.
Yeah.
I just listened to the rest and I was like,
yeah, the energy.
I was lazy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make the effort.
Yeah. And that's understandable, because the energy in those situations comes with the collective.
Yeah.
So everyone is like getting louder and louder and louder. Mm. And if you're the only one who's chanting, and if everyone stares at you like you're a crazy guy.
And you know what? It's basically simply the same process, the same procedure, whatever to call it. As an orchestra or a choir.
Yeah, you need everyone.
If people start doing their own thing at different times, and then you don't get a clear note, or like a clear verse of the whatever song, all at the same time, and if you don't feel that vibration mm-hmm. when all people sing together, mm-hmm. you're not motivated, and you don't get the energy that you need to keep singing and to sing right.
Yeah, and everyone might have a good voice
mm-hmm.
or a nice song to sing, but you can't hear a single one because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Actually, a good metaphor for the end rights movement, because if everyone is doing his or her own thing,
mm-hmm.
we're not getting to a goal, I think.
Yeah.
We have to work together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
basic principle.
Yeah. And then I had the same situation where I was like, okay, I'm just marching on until the end. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then
I noticed. Like even I because I was I witnessed how you were during the marching column, and you were like just so into it and so passionate and dedicated to your task of leading people with this chance and like conveying that passion and that force of yours. And there you were silent, and I was like,
yeah, then I was like, okay, fuck it. Let's just do it. Let's hammer it. Just keep going, and then it will evolve from there. I was like,
but you know what? it might be a weird comparison, but I feel like it's like someone gets you excited, you know, kind of sexually, and it gets up and up, and like you get more excited, and then the person just stops. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then the person starts again, and you're like, oh.
Yeah,
and
nothing.
Then, nah.
Yeah.
It was just like a roller coaster.
Yeah. And then,
your feelings.
Like, there were some situations where I was like, okay, now we're talking. Now things are moving, and then done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then, like I said, I had the same feeling that you described. I was like, okay, let's just walk this thing home, and then that's it. I was like, no, that can't be the thing. I didn't went here by freaking bus for 4 hours to march like a sad person down the street.
Like the Walking Dead.
Yeah. I was like, okay, let's give it a try. Just follow the chance. And then you follow the chance for 2 rounds, and then the chance.
And then you're already lost again.
Yeah. And then the guys in the back are yelling other things, another chance. Yeah, it was horrible. And then I chanted like as loud as I can, and then everyone stares at me like I'm the crazy one. I was like, what are you guys here for?
Exactly, and you said it
to like the one woman was like, oh, loud, you have a good voice. I was like, yeah, that's why I'm here. It's way too silent here.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, it's my throat hurts. I was like, yeah.
And just
from what is it hurting? No one is screaming here.
Yeah. And you know what, actually, this is funny.
I mean, to be fair, there a few women and guys were really chanting loudly and were passionate and passionate. But yeah, it works only if everyone.
Yeah, but I feel I think the only time I was actually really into it, and it is actually the worst moment because it was the end.
Yeah.
And then it started to be really coordinated, synchronized
in the front. Yeah.
And then I'm like starting to notice, oh crap, I recognize the path. I know this is where we began, so it's probably where it's gonna end.
Yeah.
And it's finally getting there.
Yeah. I mean, not to like toot my own horn, I think that's a phrase,
I don't know,
not to blow my own trumpet or something.
Yeah.
it got better when I and I think 3 or 2 other guys in the front
were
like doing the chants together and clapping hands and smacking against the signs.
And I
signs.
Did it with you as well.
Yeah. And then it got better. There was a rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody started.
Yeah. At least the ones who could hear our voices without a freaking megaphone.
Mm-hmm.
And guys were marching up this freaking march with a megaphone on their back and just transporting it. I was like, what's gross?
I basically came to that march to carry a megaphone. I just wanted to take it on a walk.
Yeah, just in case I need to say something.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling like, so I'm just going
to
carry it.
It's not like there's a huge, important message to convey.
Yeah, and that's the thing, the message. Speaking about the message, we have to keep in mind that such a march has to be organized.
Mm.
First of all, so like we mentioned, like, you know, 20 times, the chants have to be organized and not all over the place.
Mm.
Same goes for the message that we like put out, that we are, this was an animal rights march. So things like anti-capitalism is really not appropriate in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the right time, not the right space.
It doesn't mean it's not a good cause.
No, not at all.
Itself.
Not at all.
It's just
the same goes for like feminism.
Free the
really
nipples.
Free the nipples, important thing. 100%, but not at an animal rights march.
Mm-hmm.
Because the message has to be clear. People on the streets are supposed to know why we are marching there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you walk, if you're a bystander and 1,000 people are marching like across the street, and in the front someone is yelling like, what we want, animal liberation, and then you wait for 5 minutes and someone else is screaming free the nipples, and then you wait another 5 minutes and someone is screaming anti-capitalista, and you're like, what are these guys?
Yeah, for yeah. Could you guys make up your mind? Yeah,
of- it's just a collectiveness of like all issues on the world marching together or something.
Yeah. Although that maybe could be nice at some point, like once yeah, in a year. Yeah,
if you're marching with like 100,000 people down there with different blocks.
Yeah.
But not like this mess all over the place. And
Yeah, and I think, I mean, also, it is within everyone's interest to organize and coordinate their own message, their own march. If you want to defend a specific cause, the best of your abilities, and for people to really understand why this is important to be dealt with, then you have to really focus on that specific injustice or whatever it is. And people will clearly get the message. Yeah. But if it's just, people adding noise on top of each other and sorry, not sorry, it's not helping the animals or anyone anyone else, I think.
And I think last thing I have to say about that, even in the end, it was more like a festival and a big, huge potluck.
Yeah. A huge potluck, really? You think it looks like a potluck? Because I didn't see anyone. It wasn't even a picnic. It wasn't
even... Just from the feeling, from the vibes.
Yeah.
Not that everyone was eating, but... And for me, it did not feel like the end of a freaking official animal rights march, where in the end...
Like in London,
for example. Like in the end, people are supposed to like do like small speeches and maybe motivational stuff.
That was there.
It was there, but...
The thing is, I don't know...
I mean, it was in Dutch, to be fair.
It was English as well.
Yeah, but... Part of it wasn't
Dutch. But it was mostly Dutch, So we didn't feel included. Yeah. We didn't understand everything that was said.
Yeah.
I think no matter the country, I mean, actually, I come from France. I know so many people are lazy in France, and French don't usually learn languages. So I don't know if it would be totally relevant to give a speech in English in France.
Yeah.
But I know for... countries, especially like Germany and the Netherlands, where English is quite mostly spoken, I think you have to use this as a big advantage to spread the message as much as you can.
We're not talking like the last city in the Netherlands was Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it would make more sense for this speech to be in
English.
I think we've covered pretty much everything. As for the march, then...
I mean, nevertheless, thousands, one whatever people, 500, 400...
1,600, I heard of something.
A couple, one point, whatever, thousand people were marching down the streets of Amsterdam for animal rights. That's a huge win in and itself.
Yep. Then we want, for those... who might not know, there is this film.
If you're living behind a rock, maybe. Under a rock.
In a cave, still.
Backside of the moon.
I mean, as long as you're still vegan and you're a gatherer and don't be ashamed for it, you can still live in a cave. It's totally fine, as long as you stay vegan. But, yeah, there's this massive, huge event coming on the 16th of September. And it is called the Game Changers.
Yeah.
Can you roughly explain what this is?
Yeah, it will be a movie, a documentary about different athletes, strength athletes, endurance athletes, cyclists, weightlifters, fighters, and on and on and on, who all are kicking ass on a plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them improved their performance, their athletic performance, when they switched to a whole foods plant-based diet.
Whole foods, I'm not sure.
I would assume.
Well, look at Nimai Delgado. He's not...
think he's mostly whole foods.
I see a lot of... When he was in Amsterdam, they were at vegan junk food
bar. Yeah, like everyone else.
Every day.
Like everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say 80% whole foods,
yeah,
plant-based.
It's mostly, yeah.
Yeah. But from my understanding and what I have learned,
yeah,
benefits only occur... Or
on whole foods.
When you eat whole foods. Yeah. I mean, there are, if you come from a standard Western diet and you switch to whatever plant-based diet, we will have a huge improvement. But I assume that if you are performing or competing on an Olympic level and like really, really like world-class level,
mm-hmm,
you have to go the whole 9 yards to, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's another topic. So everyone is eating a plant-based diet, whole foods or 80% whole foods or whatever, mm-hmm, you want to call it. Everyone is eating freaking plants or not dead corpses or secretions of mammals. Yeah, and they all get their protein. They all have, I mean, at least the weightlifters and bodybuilders and stuff, they have huge muscles hanging off their body. Of course, the endurance athletes don't. I mean, that's not what they're training for.
Mm.
But I don't know where I'm going with this. The Game Changers is a documentary about all plant-based athletes who are kicking ass out there to, like, this, what is it called? Widerlegen? To debunk this myth about that you need to eat meat to get protein.
Oh,
and you
debunk,
need,
yeah.
And you need to eat meat to like be strong and healthy and fit. And you need to eat, I don't know, for strong bones and so all this nutrition nonsense
crap
out there will be
destroyed
by this
tossed
movie
in the trash where it belongs.
Yeah. By this documentary.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're quite excited because both Mark and I feel like this is going to have a huge impact on the planet.
I'm waiting for it like for 1.5 years.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And I think this is, yeah, obviously it's going to change people's views on
totally.
A vegan lifestyle and plant-based diet. And maybe more people are definitely going to be motivated to get into sports and whatever.
For that reason alone.
For that reason.
Because, and we are not making this up.
Hmm.
Because, like, you had the experience in the last weeks that whenever you were doing outreach, you told me that when you mentioned or you showed pictures of Nima Delgado or whatever strong
man, yeah,
or athlete, let's say, especially young guys were like, I can eat plants, I look like this, I'm on. Where let's sign up, I'm in.
Yeah.
Right?
Give me your secret,
yeah.
And I'll
because
do.
Yeah, especially those young men, like say from 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, maybe 20, maybe even older, but the bulk would be in this area.
Yeah.
Who are really impressed and would follow any advice to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Or another thing that we can also mention here.
And it's funny because like it sounds like they would think as soon as they get on the vegan wagon, on the plant-based wagon, they will like from one
be
day
buffed.
To another,
yeah,
look like this, built, ripped as shit.
Yeah.
And no, guys, sorry, it's gonna take a bit.
Yeah, you have to work your ass off anyways. Yeah.
But still, it's very empowering.
Yeah. But if that gets them
on the way,
and then they will of course learn more about the ethics and the environment and stuff, and
yeah,
it's a good entry.
Exactly.
Yeah. And another thing that I want to say, especially for guys, if you start talking about like erectile function or dysfunction,
mm-hmm,
and like sexually improvements when you're eating more plants and less dead bodies,
mm-hmm,
people are like,
no dead bodies.
Yeah, you will get a stepwise improvement.
Yeah,
that's what I want to say. yeah, people have, you have automatically the attention of especially guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had this one comment, you were talking about arguments on and on and on, and it seemed like they weren't even listening, and then
still,
you mentioned the like sex and dysfunction or whatever, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, what? Okay, now I'm listening. Now we're talking.
And to give you guys an idea of how this freaking works, I even dared, because I mean I was already dealing with it. I was already talking about it. So I was like, why not just mention this? I don't give a shit. Like, hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a crap. Now is the time. Just let it out. And I even talked to my boss about this. I told my boss, yeah, and do you know that if you actually went on a plant-based diet, you could actually get better sex and longer erections and better sperm quality? Suddenly, I felt like he's...
Now things are moving, yeah.
Things are moving. Yeah. It was like, we talked for about an hour with my boss about veganism. It was a huge talk.
Yeah.
And at the end, he was like, yeah, I'll definitely check that. I want to try that burger you mentioned, the Beyond Burger. And I was like, okay, tonight I'm sending you a list with different documentaries. And the next day he was like, oh, I received the list. Lot to work on. And you know what? I actually, yesterday after we talked, I also met this girl who was vegan. And we talked more on the subject and it was very interesting. So guys, please... don't give a shit. Don't feel bad or awkward, uncomfortable about talking about whatever it takes that is in the best interest for the animals. Don't be ashamed to use real words and to describe real situations, because we know that there is no dairy tale. There is no freaking crap that we can take from any of these industries now. And we have to speak the truth, even if it makes people uncomfortable.
And even yourself.
Mm?
Even if it makes yourself uncomfortable.
Even if it makes myself uncomfortable. We gotta do what it takes, even if sometimes it's against the law.
Yeah.
We have to do what it takes to make a fairer world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just so you guys know, of course, we already booked our tickets for the Game Changers.
Sure, yeah.
And if you guys are interested, and you know, I shouldn't say guys, because it's more male oriented. Yeah.
Friends.
So friends, lovely people listening.
Wherever. Get yourself in this movie chair. And then in the gym afterwards.
Of course.
Or on a bike or in the pool or whatever.
Get your protein shake with you. Vegan, of course.
Yeah.
But we're not going to make any promotion here for anything.
No.
You just got to check our Instagram account or YouTube channel, and you will pretty quickly figure out
where we get our protein from.
Exactly. But it's mostly from Whole Foods.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's what I wanted to, like, even if... I think it fits nicely in here.
Mm-hmm.
If we, like, when we're talking about Instagram and where we get our protein from.
Okay. Well, actually, you know what?
Put that to the end.
So this is, today would be more positive episode then. Because, you know, if we speak about this now and then the other topic, it's kind of gonna...
So we're going down with the mood now a little bit and then up again?
No. Actually, you know what the topic... I approach it in the next episode.
So you don't want to talk about that?
Not now.
Okay.
So we talk now about where we get a protein.
Okay.
Sorry, people, friends.
One take.
For the confusion here. Yeah.
Ahead. We just to clear it up, we wanted to talk about another important subject, current subject.
I feel like we've talked about it in the last episode, didn't we?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
When we're talking about hypocrites and environmentalists and...
Yes.
Yeah. So basically not a nice topic to talk about. And I think the mood of this episode is quite good.
Yeah.
So we might as well continue with another topic that is much more enjoyable.
And just surf on the rainbow wave.
Yeah. Yeah, why rainbow? Go ahead.
because of the Instagram account that we both created together and its respective YouTube channel and Facebook page.
And TikTok.
And TikTok.
Since yesterday.
Account are called Eat the Rainbow.
Right.
Why?
On Instagram with two E's.
Yeah, two E's because the name with one E was already taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, why this name?
Because I think when we like started doing more together, I'm going a little bit way back, a little bit more back. When we started, can we call it dating? After the cubes?
It was kind of dating. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, when we like after the
events, we hung out with each other.
Yeah, and what we did was always cooking and eating, of course,
and talking.
But the important thing was always cooking, and I really looked forward to cooking again with you,
and eating from the same bowl or the same
Yeah, and then like it became a thing that always when we like met each other. It doesn't matter what we did, if we went climbing or running afterwards, always, or before and afterwards, always like cooking nice food. Mm-hmm. And it happened to look freaking amazing every time without even like
trying
very hard. I think when, well, at least that's what I can say from my point, when I was cooking something, I was like, okay, I'm not impressing. I wasn't trying to impress you, but I put a little bit more effort in there that I usually would just for myself. I don't know if you did this as well.
Yeah.
Like subconsciously, maybe. Yeah, subconsciously, maybe.
Because I told you I used to be very creative with my own food for me and then for YouTube. And then I had this phase where I was like not being creative. Mm-hmm. And then when we started cooking together, I got really that passion back.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I wanted to please you, I wanted to kind of impress you.
Yeah. Yeah, even if it's just subconsciously. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we were eating a lot, cooking a lot, and posting it on social media, sharing it with, with others on our like private accounts.
Yeah. Did we? We
took photographs of it.
Yeah, but like after.
For ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went through the like album on the phone, and we figured that looks like freaking cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to share it in whatever way.
Yeah,
we were thinking about doing a cooking ebook or something. No, actually, I said when looking on my phone, I was like, these pictures that we could easily like create a cookbook with the last 20 minutes that we created.
Yeah.
Without even trying hard, just write down the recipe and done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it spiraled from there, I think. And then we started sharing it on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, that was like when we started officially dating.
Yeah, yeah, and then people like commented that it looks good, and then they wanted to have the recipe, and
like always more comments and more requests and.
Yeah, and then the like photo album got bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and like I know when we would post the pictures, you would use the hashtag Eat the Rainbow.
I did?
Both of us.
Okay.
Like at some point.
I think you started with
it. We started using it more and more.
Yeah.
And then
it came from you.
I started writing a couple ideas of recipes for the ebook, and I was looking for a title for the ebook, and I was like, okay, well, it's so colorful and everything we make is so vibrant and like eat the rainbow, the whole food rainbow. I was like,
yeah. Also, a short, we created or you created the Instagram profile. Uploaded like, what is it, 30 pictures at a time or 20 pictures at a time?
On the same day,
And yeah, so the profile is pretty good stocked up, or was stocked up from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you had the idea to create a YouTube channel as well. Or yeah, you was like, oh, what are you thinking about?
Making videos. Like, and you were like, oh, fuck, I gotta be on camera.
Yeah, I thought like, oh, that's gonna be damn uncomfortable. So I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They told me.
Yeah. Like Paul de Gelder, if you don't know it, just look this freaking guy up. He told a story and was like, yeah, my brother told me not to join infantry, so I joined infantry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's an insider.
Every time, ever since when Mark and I do something that we don't want to do, we actually say as a reference this.
Yeah, so the Instagram channel is online, the YouTube channel is online with 4 recipes on the YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's a Facebook page as well and a TikTok account as well. If any of you guys or friends is using this app.
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok is actually, I didn't know about it. And Mark told me a friend of his had this, and they're short 1 minute videos from 15 seconds to up to 60 seconds. And yeah, people make quite creative clips there. And it's very like snappy and punchy. And we thought, well, it's another platform to reach out to non-vegan
people. And we checked a little bit. There's not much vegan-related content out there.
Almost nothing.
Yeah.
It's
for such a huge platform, Instagram is flowing over.
Yeah.
It's exploding. If you like look up the hashtag vegan food or vegan food porn, you can scroll to the rest of your days. For the rest of your days, but on TikTok, not much going on this. So yeah, we will rock it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have started.
Yeah. So if you are looking for, like, don't know what to eat, you need inspiration, recipes,
quick,
or just want to enjoy watching food porn, maybe.
Mm. Yeah. The thing is, like, if you've always enjoyed watching, like, I don't know, burgers, what, like cheese is melting and whatever junk food or comfort food that you like to watch. Well, this is what we're trying to reproduce, but by using as many intact foods as we can.
Yeah.
Mostly whole foods, I'd say, but 95%.
What's the last 5%?
I don't know, because sometimes we might use nut butters.
But that's our food.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Yesterday we made pancakes with 10 grams of dark chocolate.
Yeah.
That might be the last 2% that is not whole, not whole foods.
It was like 99%
dark chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's 99% whole foods.
Yeah.
And yeah, for us it's essential to use these foods because those are the ones who are promoting optimal health. Who are, promoting a healthy lifestyle.
And they look damn sexy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, you just have to watch, guys.
Yeah.
friends, you just have to give it a look. Give it an ear on YouTube. And we make some voiceovers so that your friends can reproduce it at home with your beloved ones. Yes, we would love to have your feedback.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Your constructive criticisms to this. If you have any suggestions, things you would like to see, the types of videos you would like us to make for you, what kind of dish you would like us to veganize.
Yeah, do you like voiceovers or not, or
well, that we know already, you're not gonna avoid it because Mark is kind
of... do you want more like shorter videos with more cuts, or maybe a longer video with
like sleek editing
with longer segments?
Segments,
yeah. Do you want to see just the cooking process or everything that's behind? Do you want to watch us actually cook? I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to, but Yeah, just give us any suggestions.
If you want to see Mark naked making pancakes.
Now it's out there.
which did happen.
It did.
Yeah. For some very specific reasons.
Yeah.
Because my flatmate is a policeman. I won't say his name. And I think he had to work very early in the morning or something like that.
He
would return in the morning, very early in the morning, and would sleep.
Until... So we figured, let's make the night or go to bed later.
Yeah.
So we can sleep longer to not wake him up.
Yes.
Or to not get up when he's coming home.
Yeah, we didn't want to be loud in the morning making the pancakes, and we had to use the blender.
Yeah. So we.
And Mark happened to be naked, and made pancakes at midnight. That's a fun episode of our journey.
Yeah, I think typical case of too much information. So I think we should wrap up.
Well, at least it's a nice note, funny note.
To yeah. End.
But
yeah, if you enjoy cooking naked, then by all means.
Exactly. I mean, what could be more natural as a vegan, as a hippie vegan, to cook intact whole foods naked. It just makes sense.
With a 2019 high-speed blender. Supernatural. And induction stovetop. Yeah, supernatural.
Yeah. And listen to Natural by Imagine Dragons at the same time.
I don't know where this is going. This has to end.
Well, you lovely friends. Thank you for listening anyway. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you are getting excited with all this different news. We hope you look forward to sitting your ass comfortably at the movies for the Game Changers on the 16th of September.
Yeah, and pray to the Lord of the Universe that it will be available on Netflix soon.
Yes. So that we can project it. Film so that we can screen it in different
everywhere.
Cities and everywhere and spread the word. You can make a huge change. Just speak about it. Show the trailer. Send the trailer to all the people you know who are not vegans, and it might just at least trigger their curiosity and that's already a huge beginning. Yeah. Wishing you friends a beautiful rest of your day.
Signing off.
And see you in the next episode. Bye.